Welcome to the latest episode of the Here's Johnny podcast. I am your host, Larry.
And I am your other host, Justin. An old one today.
Our oldest video game on the podcast to date.
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, this would have been brought up in the development notes, but it's actually credited as the first horror video game.
We can talk about it there again, too.
Okay.
We can reuse some stuff. but yeah, we were reviewing 3D Monster Maze this week on the podcast. But before we get into that, Justin, what's been new with you, man?
So I finished the second Thrawn book, Rise of the Dark Forces by Timothy Zahn. So I started the third one like today at like 4, so I didn't really get far into it.
Cool.
I'm enjoying them. I think they're awesome. It sucks that they're kind of like sidelined now to be quote unquote legends.
Yeah,
now,
but Thrawn like, was brought back in Rebels, and obviously he's always in the minds of Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
I think we are going to see some kind of a revival. I trust Dave Filoni and especially Jon Favreau. I don't think Jon Favreau is good enough credit for what he's done for Star Wars.
Oh, no, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
He has turned a fan base around, and it is incredible.
I will say this right now.
It is insane.
This season in Mando is better than any other Star Wars thing I've seen in years.
Yep, I got a lot of crap for this from some people, but it is the most fun I have had with Star Wars media, new media, since Revenge of the Sith.
Was Revenge of the Sith the third one?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I didn't enjoy that one, but, you know, to each their own. But yeah, other than that, I've started playing Dino Crisis this week.
Yep.
And I'm about halfway, I think. And then I also started playing Persona 5 Royal again because apparently I have all the time. Yeah, apparently. I'm trying to think. I haven't really watched much or done really anything else other than work. So what about yourself?
Yeah, so for me, I want to start with books. I started a new book. It's called Ninth House, Justin, and it's by an author I never heard before, Leah Bardugo. Actually, Devin picked it up the same time that I picked up Ready Player 2, and she is, since her tests are all done, she is now just dove head into Skyrim. I gave her her Christmas present a little bit early, got her a PS4 Pro. So she just dove into that, like, face first. But no, I took it from her. I started reading it actually yesterday, and I'm, like, about a quarter of the way through it. It's really compelling. So it's about, like, secret societies at Yale University. I'm sure you've heard of Yale.
Yes, yeah.
But it's got, it's, like, ghosts and demons and basically how, like, it's good. I'm actually really, really liking it. I just started it yesterday, so I'm only a quarter of the way through it, so I'll keep our readers posted, but so far it's very good. I'm very intrigued by it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you were able to find something so quickly, especially after.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find new things too, right? Instead of like going back and rereading old things that I have and playing old things, which I have a really bad habit of doing. I'm trying to change it up. So then let's talk about video games, Destiny 2, but not as much. I log in. I'm probably only playing like, I would say a quarter of the time I was putting in right after launch. Mainly I'm just logging in to do the weekly reset things to get the titles for the season. Like my power level is super high. I raid on Fridays with the clan in order to get, again, working on triumphs for titles and everything, but not nearly as much time. I started Dino Crisis today.
Oh, and how far did you get?
On stream. So it's funny. So I'm playing on the PS1 Classic.
Yeah.
And the only way I can get this damn thing to like run power through it is if I have the power cord, which is the same as a PS4 power charging power, plugged into the PS4. So I was playing, it was going good. I just shot the big Tyrannosaurus Rex head in that room. I'm not using a guide. I haven't touched a guide yet. Played it all on stream. Ginger was hanging out. Went to the save room, left it, went to go back to talk to my compatriot in the computer room.
Yeah.
And then it turned off. I was like, oh my god, my PS1 Classic died. No, my PlayStation went into rest mode.
So you should be able to... That's so funny. Weird. If you have like a phone charger.
Block. Yeah, I have a phone charger, and not only that, I think I told you, when I set up the stream and get all my equipment back here, I not only bought the HDMI splitter, but I bought a multi-USB port. And the multi-USB port has all of the high charging capacity to it. So I'm going to mess around with it because I want to play some more tomorrow and Friday. But the bigger thing is Saturday, I plan on marathoning it and getting it done.
I do not plan on playing it at all until next week.
I know, which is why I want to get it done so it's out of the way, because that's actually our next review. We talked about it, and we want to give ourselves a maximum amount of time and for success with Dark Souls and with your games coming up and the holidays and everything. We just decided, play Dino Crisis. It's like 6 hours. Do a bunch of games and movies and stuff. I'm sorry, do a bunch of movies and stuff in between, and then we'll have our big Dark Souls game playthrough, which will be played over on Twitch if you want to check that out.
Yeah.
But we beat 9. That episode will be on Patreons probably already. Probably Patreons already have access to it. Again, if you want to access to our Final Fantasy review sessions, $1 a month over on Patreon gets you access to that. But I'm excited to play 10. I've already told you I plan on playing 10 on stream, and I plan on finishing up my Platinum, which the ones I have left are the brutal ones. It's Lightning Dodge, it's Blitzball, it's Penance, and it's Sphere Grid Completions.
Yikes.
And yeah, there is no 4x speed on this one. So I plan on doing it. Like, I am looking forward to it. 10's one of my favorite games. I think it could be kind of fun, especially playing it over on Twitch. People come hang out while I'm grinding out stuff. And so I'm not worried about it. I don't even have to do anything with the monster catching because I already beat Nemesis. So I don't have to worry about that this playthrough. All I need to do is just get to a high level. And you can do that without having to mess around with the monster arena at all. But I'm excited, especially after playing 9. I had a good time at 9, so definitely check that review out. But, buddy, as far as movies and TV shows, I'm in the same boat. I'm watching Mando. I watch football when it's on. I'll tune in to wrestling, maybe, if I'm nothing else going on in my life. I watch HGTV, you know, see what's going on. I'm making nice houses, little guys' grocery games once in a while. But, honestly, I don't have that vibe. I've been reading and then playing some games, so... That's where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I feel like I haven't done much. I feel like we just recorded, too. I don't know why I feel like
that. We recorded on Saturday, so it's almost a full wraparound. We're recording early because, by the time it's going to already happen, but we are joining our patron and friend, Ginger Thrust, Marcus, over on his stream tomorrow for the Game Awards. And we're going to be doing some live commentary. I'm excited. It'll be my first ever Game Awards.
Oh, boy, buddy, buckle in. It's going to be weird
this year, too. I'm excited because Eddie Vedder is going to be performing, which Justin didn't even know that's the lead singer of Pearl Jam.
Nope. I had no idea.
it upset me. I talked about that on stream today, too. But, yeah, that's it. That's all I have. This is probably going to be a shorter episode, guys. You'll find out as soon as we get to the review. So, Justin, play that music, and let's get into our review of 3D Monster Maze. Yours. Give us some background, and then I have a message from our patron who selected this game for us.
Okay, yeah, sure. So it is obviously 3D Monster Maze. It is a game that was developed by J.K. Gray and programmed by Malcolm Evans in 1981 for the Sinclair ZX81.
Do you have one of those?
No, God, no. I'm too old for that. it was actually re-released the following year by Evans.
Was it an HD remaster?
No, I think it was color.
Ours was in color? That's sad.
Well, I think we got the color version.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, we're talking like 82 color kind of thing for games. But
okay.
Yeah, so it was, obviously I talked about this before, it was... deemed eventually to be the first survival horror video game. Specifically, survival horror. Cool. Yeah, so like I said, it was developed and programmed by Malcolm Evans and designed by J.K. Gray. He actually worked in the aerospace industry for aircraft design and then as a microprocessor scientist at Sperry Gyroscope at Bristol in the UK. And then he got a ZX-81 for his 37th birthday from his wife. And then he just decided to make this game. And that's basically all I have. There's development behind this. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. There's
probably a lot of coffee and cigarettes, is my guess.
Yeah, apparently it did. I don't have a number, but apparently it sold really well.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's it, man. Like, that's all I got.
That's fine. No, that's totally fine.
I got a picture of the dude, but that's it.
So our listeners know, not only that, but if you're keeping an eye out, this is the first season where we've had a lot of patrons. Like, Seagram has been with us for a long time, but this is the first time we had a lot of patrons at a lot of different tier levels. And because of that, they get the forced entries into our season. So Shannon, which is one of our patrons, she's at the tier where she can force a movie in a game. And well, putting it into chronological order, like, this is the an early, early game. I think it's the oldest game you ever played. And so she actually sent us a message to let us know why she selected it. I originally picked 3D Monster Man as a joke because I had been Googling kaiju games and couldn't find any that I knew or any that looked like something I'd play. I shared the cover photo in Discord, expecting it to be too old to even find, but somehow Justin found it. Then I actually looked into it and found out it was considered the first horror game, and I got really excited about its nostalgic charm. I still thought it would be hilarious to see you guys play it, and lo and behold, it was actually really fun. Best 5 minutes ever. And I want to say thank you to Shannon, because she actually watched me do my entire, I think I was in there for 15 minutes. My 15-minute playthrough of the game.
Oh, so did you just do it until you escaped, and then that was it for you?
I did that, and then I also went for a high score, which I thought I had a really high one, but you beat me, because you're the game guy, I guess.
Well, also, I found a way to cheese those scores, so...
What? Did you really? Oh, my gosh. All right, we'll talk about that later in gameplay, then. But first, Justin... It's time for the 60-second plot summary. Man, are you excited? Are you ready?
Yeah, I guess. I'm just going to kind of... I don't know.
I got a stopwatch. I'm going to give you a 3, 2, 1, and then you can go.
Okay, go for it.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, you are the player, and you are put in the maze with one exit and a hostile monster, the T-Rex. The player must traverse the maze from... a first-person perspective and escape through the exit without being eaten. When you first roll up to the maze, it says, this guy shows up and says, roll up, roll up, see the amazing Tyrannosaurus Rex, king of the dinosaurs, in his lair, perfectly preserved in his silicone since the prehistoric times. He is brought to you for your entertainment and exhilaration. And then when you die, it says you have been posthumously awarded blank points and sentenced to roam the maze forever. If you wish to appeal, press stop, else... press continue. I mean, I can't really think of anything else to say. But
so you use all the text then in this one, huh?
Yes, I did all of the text.
Perfect. That was 50 seconds. I liked it. I liked it. So that almost does our plot for us. So this is an old game. Like, you're not going to get the Last of Us 2 level plot. You're not even going to get a Doom level plot. Hell,
oh God, no.
You're not even going to get a game coming up soon in our podcast review, Rampage, World Tour level plot. It's a very, very simple game. You're a dude in a maze, and a dinosaur is chasing you.
Yeah, I mean, there's not really else. I mean, there's literally nothing else to say about it, right? Like, that's what it is. You get points based
it's
on, like...
It's immersive, I guess, because it's first person.
Yeah, yeah. I got nothing to say about this plot, man. I don't know. Like,
yeah,
I don't even know where to begin.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I haven't played a lot of the old, like, a lot of old games. Like, looking back through our game reviews, Justin, do you want to guess what our oldest game besides this is?
Oh, man, that's going to take me a second to think. So I'm trying to think. We haven't played any Super Nintendo or Nintendo games. Maybe Resident Evil or Silent Hill. Like, we haven't really gone that far back.
98. is our oldest game, and that is Resident Evil 2 OG.
Man, we haven't played the first one. We played the remake. That's why.
Yep. And then the original Silent Hill is
99. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is 18 years earlier, and I don't know what to even judge it against. It was fun. Like, we'll talk about how scary, but it was pretty intimidating when the dinosaurs behind you. but I don't know what to judge it against. I had more fun playing this than I did Resident Evil 6 or Vampire Hunter D. But I don't know.
Vampire Hunter D. I enjoyed Vampire Hunter D a little.
You're
bit,
sick. You're a sick.
I think
sick
I'm like.
Man.
I think like.
Why don't you go ahead and play on stream for everybody?
No, God no. But now looking back on it, knowing I never have to touch it again, I like it a little more.
Yeah. But yeah, you're sick.
Resident Evil 6 so, never again.
With that being said, like I don't know how to do it, so I gave it a 5. I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, I gave it a 3 just because the plot is very simple. Obviously, the game came out in 81, and it's the first horror game. You can't really expect too much from it. But yeah, I don't know. Like it was there. It had a plot, I guess, kind of, not really.
Yeah, that's why I said I didn't know. I didn't hate it. It wasn't anything. It was what it was. Gameplay. So I have two kind of views on gameplay. Okay. The first is I like that it was first person.
Yeah.
I like that you were moving around the maze, and I like that the chase mechanic. I thought that was actually really, really good.
Yeah.
I like how your points went up the closer you were to the dinosaur. I thought that was really cool. And I liked how there was an end to the maze. You could find the end of the maze and kind of continue on again. I liked how you can keep going back into and playing it over and over again. So I liked that. My problem is we played this in a browser. Like, it was a browser game. That's how they had it. And we had to use 5, 7, and 8 to move. And anybody listening to this podcast knows I'm very bad mouse and keyboard in general. But mouse and keyboard with no mouse and just 3 buttons, and I couldn't even use the numpad. I had to use like the proper 5, 7, 8 on the QWERTY, and I couldn't. Like, it was, I struggled. That's why it took me a long time. I wanted to find
it. It was 3 buttons, man.
I have never, outside of Civilization, which is like point and click with your mouse, I have not played any PC games. All the PC games I've played have been for this podcast, and I have done bad at all of them. Like, think about that Nosferatu, that game we played. Jesus, like that was rough. Like, it's just not my thing.
Oh,
so it's not bad. I wish I could have used the numpad. It would have helped a little bit. But I mean, I found the end of the maze, and I got 2,010 points, which is the best score since you cheated. So that is the official high score to beat for anybody out there. Since you cheated, that is the high score to beat.
I did not cheat.
You said you found a way to cheese it.
Yeah. Hey, cheating. Cheesing is not cheating. There's a couple different levels.
So what are your thoughts on gameplay, bud?
So I actually really did enjoy it. It's obviously very simple. It's go through the maze. But they have this, it's almost like flavor text as kind of where...
That's right. I'm glad you brought that up.
Like where the dinosaur is. It says like he's hunting, or he sees you, or he's right behind you, run. Or he's beside you, or just kind of things like that. And it really, like, weirdly enough,
it was good.
Yeah, and it, like, amplified the fear. obviously, the maze is simple, but as you go through it, every time you get to the end, you kind of get put back at the start, but the maze is different.
Yep, which is also really cool.
Yeah, it kind of helps, like, keep things fresh a little bit. I think I played for like 25 minutes, which obviously isn't a lot, but I mean, it's like an arcade game, basically.
Yep.
The biggest thing, though, is it's kind of crazy to see, in a weird way, this is like the progenitor to like a Mr. X or a Nemesis system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy to see back in 1981, man. Like, that's a long time ago. And I mean, it might have been in other games before this. I personally don't know, but it's very cool to see a system like that actually works too. Like, he's never just kind of like walking into walls. He always is going in the right direction, always knows where you are, and he's always fucking coming for you. And it sounds like this game is simple and like not very scary, but
yeah,
man, when you first come across that T-Rex, he's terrifying.
Yeah. So with that being said, I gave it a 7.
Yeah, I gave it a 5. I mean, it was, again, it was good. It was very simple. And I'm trying to judge it on, it's hard because I am trying to judge it on.
Exactly. That's probably why my score is a little more inflated than yours. I don't know how to judge this because this is like the first kind of game like this.
Yeah. Well, I'm
actually, basically... I lied. Our oldest game is Phantasmagoria 2, 1996.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that. Forgot about that game.
So then for audio, there is none. So I wanted to ask your thoughts on this. I was thinking we just put X's down for audio and then just average the scores out of 3 categories instead of 4. Would you be okay with that? Because there is no audio and they couldn't have done it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just played I played lo-fi beats in the background while I played this game. So
did you?
Yeah.
So what do you think about my idea? Just putting down X's and just averaging it out of 30.
I mean,
is that okay?
I think so because we can't score it
because it wasn't even an option for them back then.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like, we have to kind of, even though we're reviewing it now, we kind of have to give it those
benefits of the doubt.
Yeah, benefits of the doubt, really. Yes, I agree.
We're now into how scary. I have to admit, and Shannon watched, I jumped one time. The first time it happened, I couldn't get away. I ran into his mouth. I jumped. The flavor text helped a lot for that. Being bad at the controls helped a lot for that, but I found it impressive that a game from 1981 made me, your horror host, jump on stream. So I have to admit that, and because of that, my score might be a little higher, but it's still nothing crazy.
Yeah, for me, I actually, the first time I went through the maze, and this is on stream, and I have the VOD somewhere, I still have to upload it, but I actually got through the maze the first time without seeing the dinosaur and in like 3.5 minutes.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got through in 3.5 minutes. My score was like 100.
Okay.
Well, and then plus the 200 you get for escaping. So it was like 300 by the end of the level. I don't know how, but I found the exit like right away. Didn't run into him. Didn't even, like, I saw a couple flavor texts. I was like, oh, weird. I didn't see him. Whatever. So, I mean, I was like, okay, well, I should go again. I should play again and kind of roam around and see what's
up.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then I saw him, and then the flavor text happened, and I was like, oh, shit. And, like, it made me jump. The first time I saw him coming towards me, it made me jump. Or, yeah, because I was, like, on a corner.
He's coming towards you. I reversed my camera. He was there. I was like, oh, crap. And then he was eating me. So, yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, so I had the flavor text, and I was kind of, like, at, like, a four-way intersection. I turned one way. I didn't see him. And then I just happened to turn back, and he was, like, right there eating me. So
yeah,
I mean, I have to give it kudos for being able to do that.
Yeah.
And I mean, being the first horror game. So my score is, I mean, it's obviously not high because as soon as that happens, you kind of like, oh, okay, this is,
you know, you know what to expect. Yeah. Exactly.
But it is not a 1.
Exactly. And like there have been less scary games. Resident Evil 6, not scary at all. And I actually gave it higher than a couple other games we've done. I gave it a 3.5.
I gave it a 3.
I jumped on stream. I mean, like you said, you jumped too. So, like, there you go. Like, there's not much more to say besides that, right? I mean, that's just facts.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it, obviously, like, we haven't talked a lot about this game, but there really is not a lot.
You could have been done in 3 minutes and never seen the dinosaur. I could have been done in, like, 6 if I didn't try to go for a high score.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's not a lot of meat, but
what do you
fun.
Expect from 1981?
I mean, like, it was surprisingly fun.
That was 10 years before I was even born.
Okay, yep, fair enough.
All right, so to summarize our scores, for plot, I gave it a 5, Justin gave it a 3. For gameplay, I gave it a 7, Justin gave it a 5. For audio, it got no scores because there was no audio. And for how scary, I gave it a 3.5, and Justin gave it a 3. That gives it a Here's Johnny final score of a 44%. We go over to our master list. It is going to be kind of low, but that doesn't mean we hated it around some of the stuff that's around it. It actually falls right below White Zombie with a 46%, that film, and right above Deadly Premonition, which also has a 44%.
Oh, wow.
The next game above it is Silent Hill 4 The Room, which has a 46% also. Justin, any last thoughts on this game? I do want to say thank you to Shannon for hanging out with me when I was streaming it and for suggesting this game. It was not what we were expecting. It was a nice breath of fresh air because we have a lot of beastly games ahead of us this season.
Yes, we do. And I also do want to say thank you as well to Shannon because, I mean, it was fun. Like, I didn't really know what to expect going into it. And, I mean, if you have a browser, and by that, I guess, I mean computer, try to.
She played on her phone. Seriously.
Oh, did she? And she could, it worked? Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. She said she was playing on her phone.
There you go.
I think in the show notes, I'll include a link to the browser.
Okay. Game. Yeah, you should, because, I mean, it's 5-10 minutes, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah. It really is. It's like.
And if you love survival horror, see where it started.
Yeah, exactly. It was very.
We now say we have.
Yeah.
All right. So with that, Justin, we're going to play a commercial for one of the podcasts of the Kaleidoscope Media Network, and then head on in to the closing.
Ghosts, split souls, monsters, sociopathic villains, cold-blooded murders, and nightmares becoming reality. Does this sound like horror to you? Actually, these are all things that can be found in the Harry Potter series.
It can be scarier than you might think.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Audrey.
And in our podcast, Wizard Studies, we talk about all these parts of the wizarding world and even some more lighthearted stuff.
We can be found anywhere you listen to your podcasts and on Instagram and Facebook as Wizard Studies Podcast and Twitter as Wizard Studies.
Now back to your regularly scheduled horror talk on Here's Johnny.
So, we moved some things around, but the biggest thing that our listeners need to know, the next episode of the podcast is going to be our review of the OG Dino Crisis.
Yes, which I, until like Monday night, had never played before.
I, until 6 o'clock today as we record, had never played before either.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be interesting, especially like in contrast to 3D Monster Maze. Because, I mean, it is another survival horror.
I'm already enjoying myself. Yeah, I'm already enjoying myself. It feels like Resident Evil, but obviously with dinosaurs. The story is interesting. I haven't died yet. We'll talk about it then, but like, it's fun. I like playing these kind of games. It's tank controls again, which will be discussed, I'm sure. But I'm having fun. So that is the next game on the podcast. Again, make sure you go over Patreon if you're interested. Check out a review of Final Fantasy IX. Final Fantasy X will be coming probably after Dark Souls. But Justin, any last thoughts before we wrap up our shortest mainline episode ever?
No, I mean, just go check this game out. It was fun. And thank you again to Shannon, not only Shannon, but to all of our patrons, obviously, for kind of keeping the lights on. Is that weird to say? I don't know.
No, it's totally right. All right, guys, thank you so much. And until next week, stay scared. The Here's Johnny podcast is brought to you by Larry and Justin. You can find the show on Twitter at Here's Johnny Cast, and you can find Larry at Beaver LA.
You can find Justin at Pickle Thing, and you can email the show at heresjohnnypodcast@gmail.com. You can look us up on Facebook at Here's Johnny Podcast.
As always, in the show notes, you can find links to the Discord and to the website. We are also on Instagram at heresjohnny_podcast.
Also in the show notes, we'll have a link to the Twitch and YouTube channels. And if you would like to support the show, you can head on over to patreon.com/heresjohnnypodcast. Every cent goes into the show. And yeah, we just really use it to make the show better. Again, I just want to say thank you very much to our patrons. You guys help make this possible.
But yeah, Patreon is the way we support the show. We aren't looking to get rich. And like Justin said, every dollar, every cent, it all goes back in. There's some pretty cool tiers. So head on and look at that.
But until next week, see you guys later.